We mark the Memorial Day holiday later this month, but this weekend, friends and family of a Navy man will say aloha to Officer Brian Buggy with a memorial dive off Oahu's South Shore. It will jumpstart a scholarship for veterans started by his family. Take a listen to Brian Buggy as he prepared to set sail on an adventure across the Pacific to Hawaii on his 36-foot sailboat, the Stay Gold.
So, but this is, you know, this is the crew that's going to take the boat 2,300 miles to Honolulu from here. You know, and we leave in 29 minutes, but it's taken us a year and a half to get to this point. And honestly, there's a lot of people standing out here that have made that happen. I just really want to say thank you. Thank you very much for you guys taking time out of your day to come down here and see us off. It really means a lot to everybody. So, cheers.
Ashley Buggy returned to Honolulu this week. It's a place that she and her children will be linked to forever because of Brian's death in the dive accident.
So my husband passed away 1 year ago on May 20th. So my kids and I have flown over to the island, and we will be doing a memorial scuba dive for him. He passed away in a scuba diving accident. And so we're here with about 12 military veterans who've flown in from all over the country, part of his dive team. And we'll be commemorating and saying goodbye to him underwater through a memorial dive.
And so where will you go on Sunday?
We'll go out of Koala Basin out to a wreck called the Sea Tiger. That's where he was attempting to dive when he passed away. And then to another place a little further up.
So tell us, how did your family end up over here in Hawaii?
Yeah, my husband was in the Navy for 14 years and got commissioned as, it's called an LDO or an ensign. Basically, he had worked his way up through the enlisted ranks in the Navy, and they saw something in him and said, you've got this, let's make you an officer. And so he was commissioned as an officer in the Navy and gave us orders for Hawaii. And we said, oh my gosh, a dream vacation extended for 3 years. We love Hawaii. We'd spent a lot of time here as a family. And we had two little kids and said, what better adventure than spending 3 years living in Hawaii doing exactly what we love to do, which is be in and on the water.
Now, you folks were in Washington
before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lived in a town called Gig Harbor, Washington. We spent our days sailing. We had a yellow sailboat that we spent our days on with our kids, playing in the water, scuba diving, in the woods, adventuring, just anything to be outside.
So you bought this sailboat thinking you were going to stay in Washington.
Yes. Yeah, he got the announcement that he would be commissioned as an officer, but it wouldn't be for a year and a half. And he was actually here in Hawaii when he got the news that he had made it. And he FaceTimed me and said, oh my God, I made it. Oh my gosh. And called his work, and they said, we know, congratulations, we want you to stay in Washington. Let's do this. We'll basically hold this job for you until you commission. And so we said, great, you know, we own our house, we love Washington. We had another boat that we sailed on a lot. And so we said, we're ready to buy a new boat, let's figure something else out. And we bought this 36-foot bright yellow gold sailboat. And not a month later, they came back and said, actually, you've been in Washington too long. It'd be good for you, it'd be good for your career and your family to go somewhere else. And we said, oh, God, we just bought a yellow sailboat. What are we going to do with this now? And then it turned into this thing of, let's sail it across the ocean to PCS, so to change stations from Washington to Hawaii. So
PCS, for mm-hmm. folks who don't know what that is,
it's a permanent change of station. So military orders basically saying you're going to be moving from this location to this location. You need to be there by this time, drive your car, fly in an airplane. Certainly not sail your sailboat across the ocean. We were met with a lot of resistance on that one, but eventually when we figured it out, a lot of support. And so we had a lot of people following that story.
Right. So you had your husband and his buddies, they set out on this adventure, and they came across the Pacific.
Yes, they did. 21 days later, they arrived right outside of Restaurant 604, right by Pearl Harbor.
And I was reading that he had plans that when he retired from the Navy, he was going to try and take a longer trip.
Yeah, he wanted to do everything, honestly. Any big adventure, he had this little twinkle in his eye of, I could do that. How do I make that happen? And so his plan was to retire from the Navy and do a solo circumnavigation around the globe, basically on a sailboat by himself.
He just got bit by that bug.
Anything adventure and on the water. He was meant to be on the water.
Okay, so Sunday you'll set off from Kiwalo, mm-hmm. and then you will go out to that dive site,
yes.
where he died.
Yeah.
And tell us what's planned.
Yeah, we'll do basically a memorial dive. So the 12 divers and myself, I've decided to do the dive now. We'll dive to about 90 feet of seawater, and I've got some little shells that we'll do place either in or on or around the wreck and just take a moment to say our goodbyes. We'll surface, and then we've got a reef that we're going to place a little further out.
And you made your first dive here, correct?
Yeah, our very first dive we did here in 2014. We had actually, Brian and I had bought each other scuba diving lessons as birthday presents without knowing it. His birthday was in June and mine was in August, and he had been deployed. He came home from deployment and I went to give him his birthday present. So excited to give him this birthday present of scuba diving lessons. And his reaction was, oh no. I said, oh no. I had tears in my eyes because I was so excited to give this to him. That was not the reaction I was anticipating. And he stood up and went to the refrigerator and off the top, got this envelope and gave it to me. And he had bought me scuba diving lessons for my birthday as well. And I ended up getting pregnant with our daughter, so we couldn't do it. But after we had her, we were here. He was working here, and so we flew over. And he surprised me with, it's called a Discover Scuba Dive. It's like a, you go down 20, 40 feet in the water and just kind of learn the basics of diving. And we surfaced and hugged and kissed and said, oh my gosh, that was the most amazing experience. Let's figure out how to do this more and more and more. And we got certified a few months later and dove together for the next few years.
Okay, so when you go out on Sunday, you'll be thinking of those wonderful memories.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it was hard coming back here to Hawaii because you have lots of memories.
Yeah, I mean, we lived here for about a year, less than a year actually. But we made so many memories on this island. And I mentioned, you know, as I drive down the H1, every twist and turn of that freeway, I can picture us, you know, taking an exit to go up the Pali Highway or going out to the Koalina Lagoons or just anywhere on the island has memories for our family. And, you know, I was 6 months pregnant when he passed away, and now I've got my 9-month-old daughter here with us for the very first time. And so I want her to see and experience this island. The island's a part of her. And so really it's important for me to take her and see these things as hard as it is.
So while it's closure for you, it's also kind of the start of something as well, because
yeah.
you want to be able to work up a scholarship for vets. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brian's passions in life went me, the kids, his family, the military, and then sailing and scuba diving on the same level. Fun, family, love, and then adventure. And so his time in the military, you know, all military members spend more than their 40 hours a week over the course of their 20 years in the military or longer. And with that comes a lot of heartache and a lot of stress and times away from your family. So it's really important to me to be able to honor Brian's passions in life by promoting this and encouraging others to do something that they're passionate about. So for him, it was scuba diving. And I'd really like to be able to offer that to other veterans who might not have an outlet, who are either just retiring from the military or, struggling, trying to find their own identity outside of the military. And to be able to offer a scholarship dedicated to scuba diving and using that as a form of rehabilitation or finding themselves and finding something they're passionate about is what I want to be able to do with this.
So it's your way of giving back. It was diving was a gift,
yes.
That you were given, and you want to pay it forward, I guess.
Absolutely. I want to promote what Brian loved, what he was passionate about, what he got from it, and give that gift to other people.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. And this will be Ashley Buggy's first dive since her husband's tragic accident. Monday marks the one-year anniversary of his death. For more information on the dive scholarship started in his honor, check out our webpage, hawaiipublicradio.org.